Thursday, the 20th of September. S is away on holiday this week, which leaves us very short-staffed. I am in his office and have to get there at 8 o'clock every morning. It saves me tuppence halfpenny every day, paying for a tram up to the station and a ticket through the barrier. And so far, I've reached the office about 10 minutes before time. I get pretty hungry by the time 12 o'clock comes along, and there is so much extra work to do that by the time I reach home, I'm tired out. The arrangement was that I should leave half an hour earlier, but so far, I've only done that on Monday. I shall apply for overtime for the rest. Friday, the 21st of September. Autumnal equinox and harvest moon. I wish now I hadn't asked George over for the weekend. This continual tiredness of a night and early morning rush is running me down. I'd like to get out of town during the weekend. Hooray! George has just rung up to say that he cannot come over this weekend, to my secret joy, as he has some concrete to do before the wet weather sets in. Wednesday, the 26th of September. Evening classes again tonight. Building science too this time, and a better man than young Rawls, whom we had last year. It seems that we shall begin to learn something more useful this year. The only snag is that we have to fork out quite a lot of money in books, though the bloke we had tonight says we needn't get a textbook if we don't wish to, but he advises us to get one at 4 and 6. Thursday, the 27th of September. Another night school class. Builders Quantities 1. This is the real stuff, and, according to the blighter who teaches us, means real hard graft. He is a most amusing fellow, something after the style and build of the chap we had in elementary maths at the West Ham Tech. I think I shall like him anyhow, though I've not much fault to find with the whole bunch. Expenses for this class are rather high. Textbook 10 shillings, and another, though not so essential book, 10 shillings and sixpence, though for the last we can get a 50% reduction, as we are students. Friday, the 28th of September. One of my free nights. Tuesday is the other, apart from the weekend. I went to the premiere to see Tom Walls and Ralph Lynn in A Cup of Kindness. Very good, with the greatest amount of action I have seen put into any film of ordinary length. With it was a cavalcade of the movies, an essentially American show, but very good, dealing with the progress the moving pictures made from the very beginning down to the invention of the talkies,